me, baby.
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the tightest knit community in all of Northern Nevada. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and we are in Sparks. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick. Luckily, in the studio for your entertainment, we've got one of my favorite bands here in town. Actors Killed Lincoln is here to destroy your faces with their old-timey sounds. Yeah.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to surprise you, Rick. I want to start off the top of the show with a little, just, I want to take a little moments of silence in light of the tragedy that happened here at Sparks Middle School in our town this week.
Yeah, for the rest of you, that just happened today for us.
Yeah, like in the past, it's right now.
Right.
If that makes sense. So I want to just take like a few seconds here. And we're back.
That was Mallory and Cody in the back making some cookies. The house smells great.
Yes.
They don't know we were having a moment of silence.
No.
So don't, think that was
don't hold it against them. Yeah.
You probably won't even be able to hear
that. That was awful. Again. That sucked. Yeah. Briefly, today it occurred, I was talking to somebody, you know, thinking about the first time I, you know, the kids, how it's going to scar them. I was thinking about the first time I heard about a school shooting. I was like, shit, that was in 1983. I was like 30 fucking years ago. I end up going and looking it up on Wikipedia, and the first reference to a shooting at a middle school by a middle school student, January 20th, 1983, St. Louis County. Parkway South. Yeah, I actually even called the school name earlier when I had been talking about it. Jeez. So that was weird that I remembered that without remembering it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it's been with us for a while. It's a fucked up thing.
Yeah, and then everybody says, you know, how does it happen in our town? And it's like, yeah, man, it can happen anywhere. It didn't even really surprise me that it.
Horrible things happen.
Horrible things happen everywhere.
With no disrespect to anybody, you know, who was hurt or any of their families,
no,
you know, all the love
sucks
to them, but horrible things happen.
I mean, all,
yeah, I'm not saying that lightly, like it's good or anything. It's fucking horrible, but
I mean, we all know what it's like to be a frustrated child. And when you're young, you don't know that it's going to get better.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier today.
It seems forever away.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like this is and I can't take this and I don't have the tools to deal with it.
Man,
and
that was like the phase of my life where I wear those Hot Topic things. Remember those like plastic things that you wrapped around your
You did not.
What if I like never grew out of that phase?
Those were for kids who were trying to hide that they were cutters, but you were enough of a dork that you didn't realize that.
I was playing Magic on the side and
storing cards up there.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't make any serious life decisions at that point in my life.
No kidding. Jesus.
But we're a tough town. We'll bounce back. And again, our hearts and love to everybody affected directly by this.
Aye, aye.
So. And now on with the show.
Yeah.
We're kind of in a rush tonight. We had a late start, a lot of setup, and we've got an enormous fucking band in here. We don't even have the whole fucking band here.
And we don't know if this is recording right.
Yeah.
So
if you hear this later, be proud.
Yeah, or if you never hear this, know that we're sorry.
If you cannot hear the broadcast, please contact the station manager.
Hey, kid, are you talking right into your microphone when you talk?
No, I'm kind of just like, I'm
well, don't
back
do that.
What
get right
I
up
do
on it.
Yeah, just
when you talk,
get
up on it. Yeah,
yeah. Make your
voice
sound
like
good for
brain
the radio.
Spread your legs a little more.
Yeah. Get right up in it.
There you go.
Yeah, he did it.
How about that?
It smells good. It's like you're right. And now it's not like this whole room. Like, and then I went down to the Don't do that.
But hey, so we're happy to have Actors Killed Lincoln in the studio with
Fuck,
us. How are you guys?
Happy to be here.
We have to front load with a bunch of songs because doesn't one of you guys have to leave soon?
Yeah, I got to get back to work, unfortunately.
Are you talking into your mic?
No, I'm just like as if I'm
talking to your mic.
I learned how to type.
This is like real radio. This is
come on,
a
you guys,
for when Howard Stern has you on his show or something.
Man. I think that's a great idea, Rick. Let's just have him play a song right now.
Yeah, okay, let's go right to a song.
Let's do two, like right out of the chute.
All right. Poop shoot.
They only have three.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll give them the quiz when we come back. We'll make this a real tight show.
We can do more. We can totally do more.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We could. I mean, yeah.
All right, cool. Then let's do two out of the set.
Play until your fingers bleed.
And
well, what are you going to play first for us?
The song's called Vladivostok.
Yeah.
I love this song. This is such a great song.
Sing along if you know.
So while we're waiting for the drummer to get set up, you guys have an upcoming CD here that I just put in the bucket, put in the can for review over at Reno Tahoe tonight.
What did you think of it? You heard it?
Yes, I heard all of it in its entirety. I don't know if I had the track listing in order, but I listened to all the songs that will be on it. And it's a damn fine CD.
Well, I really think that this is one of the best things.
More lyrical details when the article's published in
about
2 weeks here.
Go ahead, Rick.
This is I think, one of the best things I have ever recorded.
Extol our praises. So,
wow. I just wanted him to get that
excited
out
about this.
Awesome, man.
This is really an amazing
disc. I can imagine it's quite an endeavor with all these instruments.
Yeah, he recorded a gong for
there was
the first
a gong
time, all thanks to Rick.
Like a big fucking like symphony gong.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I got one thing
you can barely hear
that
it.
I,
don't
I
look
touched
for it.
On but I didn't really get into in the article that I would want people to check out both the article and your thing for is
check out
you
your
guys,
thing.
Yeah, check out your thing. You guys capture the energy of your live show in the recording, and in your live shows, you capture the preciseness of your live recording or of your recordings. So,
wow!
Well,
yeah.
Tried,
so they're very consistent.
Yeah, very, very.
And the audience at the live shows is part of the show. It's really fun. They sing along with you, and dance around, and get fucking crazy.
Spontaneity isn't really our thing. We kind of were more precise. You know, we kind of know more.
But you breed a spontaneous moment when you perform for people.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, we're working on it more.
Yep.
Yeah, shit kind of blows up when you start playing. It's awesome.
All right.
Fuck your mom.
Hey now. She's a big fan of
Go to bed, young lady.
All right. Menshevik will run or die. Vladivostok. Whoa. We'll be right back.
Holy crap.
Awesome.
Very nice. Such a rad song. Very nice. The studio audience approved as well.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much.
I think that was the first song you played for us, Rick. Episode, like season two or something, you played when they started recording.
Oh, and I put that on and we just had that, right?
We had that off our EP, and then
that was the one that we did ages ago, yeah.
Right. We did our first EP.
I enjoy that EP.
Yeah.
It's a good EP, yeah.
Is that song on the new album?
It's actually not. That's the one that's not.
Oh, so you have to get the EP for that.
Uh-huh. Right, so there's still a reason to get the old EP, and the track, the studio track from that song is amazing.
Yeah.
But then the other songs that were on the original EP, we took them, and we redid the intros, and we redid the vocals, and we
polished
reworked
them up a little.
Yeah, so it's not the same old bullshit. We actually worked on them. They're better.
Right.
Cool.
So it's a fucking amazing disc, so...
Awesome. If you do say so yourself.
Oh, dude, really? I'm proud of this.
Is the next
can
song
you be here
on the
every
disc?
Week?
The next song's actually a cover, so we couldn't put it on the album.
Oh.
Yeah, but you can play it on this bullshit.
Yeah.
Rad.
And are Kent's, we doing that? Kent's mom actually used to sing it to him when he was a baby.
Oh,
yeah.
I love this. Oh, fucking rad. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it Dead Milk
it's a song. Well, she was living
is it a
in,
Beatles song or something?
Well, she was living in Mexico for a year, and she came up with... This is a Spanish gospel song, basically. It's called Yo Tango
cool.
and Barco. It's... Basically about, I mean, it's like
well,
you're
who
on
owns
a ship.
Come, did you,
well, it's probably
did you
it's probably pub, have, public domain, but we just didn't want to take the risk of like
we
playing
didn't
it.
Okay,
we didn't find out, so we didn't throw it on there, and so we figured we'd just play it here.
And some south of the border musical
podcast
CEO warlord would come up and kill your family.
Worst little podcast exclusive here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
3 years in, still bringing you exclusives every week.
That's right.
Okay. Jesucristo es el capitán. Yo tengo un barco que me hizo por el mar. Y los piratas que me por el mar. Los marineros se arrogan por el sal. Porque casas y alquilaron por el mar. Los marineros se arrogan, marineros se arrogan, marineros se arrogan por el mar. Jesucristo es el capitán. Yo tengo un barco, es hermosa Isaca. Pero los piratas que murieron en el mar. Ese barco y está hundido en la marina de la mujer que es el mar. Y ese barco y está hundido en la marina de la mujer que es
I have a boat. Fuck.
You have a boat?
I have a boat.
What's that mean?
You've got a bone.
Ew.
What's a boat?
A boat.
Oh, that's what he was saying in Spanish?
Barco.
I have a boat.
See.
See, and the Spanish guy or the Latin
it's always
guys.
Embarrassing playing that in front of people who speak Spanish.
I don't.
It's the most bastardized.
Mick Ramirez does not speak
I'm the whitest Mexican.
Okay,
and
good,
Jesus
that's
is
you
good.
Guys
the captain.
Are more Mexican than
I
am.
Like, I speak Gaelic. We're Americans. Fuck it.
I know. Right.
America.
Woo! Yeah. Get my flaming sloth with a sword on top of a unicorn with George Bush's face and a bear's ass.
Hell yeah.
USA.
USA. USA.
Don't forget the guns. You're going to need them to destroy.
Yeah. And the liquor.
It's a mindless self-indulgence quote.
Oh, that's cool.
You know that song, right, Rick?
Yes.
Do we want to talk now, or were we going to just jump into one more song here?
Well, let's talk for a little bit, right? We have a little bit of time.
Get back in
How
here.
Soon? It's 8:35. How soon does one of you have to leave?
25 minutes?
Yeah, that's grand.
In 25 minutes you have to leave?
Daniel has to leave.
I'd like to be there.
Daniel, do you have a mic?
Yeah, get right on it, brother.
Please use the mic.
Well, I really like
think about our audience.
Get your lips up.
Most of them are drunk and high at this point.
Yeah, he would like to leave in 20 seconds.
Soft talker.
All right, we will we will make it. So, all right, Actors Killed Lincoln, where can we find you on the internet?
Don't go to, you can go to actorskilledlincoln.com, but there's nothing really on there.
Facebook?
Yeah,
it's a placeholder.
You can go to,
absolutely.
The SoundCloud and the Bandcamp?
Yeah, do we have a SoundCloud?
No, Reverb Nation.
Sure. We got a Reverb Nation. We got a Bandcamp. Bandcamp is pretty cool.
Yeah, go to
and
Facebook.
And then pretty
Bandcamp,
soon, pretty
definitely.
Soon, no, but pretty soon, after tonight, probably, we're going to have Amazon, iTunes,
Spotify,
all
sales
that shit.
Going on, yeah.
We're going for the Pandora thing.
Cool, man.
Nice. Going
to be able to order the album.
But I'm sure it's not very good.
Shut up. God, Chewie's an asshole.
It'll be on the, what's that band? The
Larynx Flask.
The fake Russian band. What are they called?
Gogol Bordello.
Gogol Bordello channel. We'll definitely have you guys on.
They're actually Russian.
Well, one
are they really?
There's a Ukrainian dude, and then there's a Russian dude.
They're
like
immigrants.
I thought they were like Adam.
There's a guy from like Detroit, and
this guy from Iraq.
I thought they were immigrants that met in New York.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all from different countries.
The ladies from China.
Oh, okay, very cool.
Ethiopian guy, even.
Would you say that's kind of like the start of that, like gypsy punk movement?
Well, they coined the term. I'm not really quite sure. I'm not really quite sure that it's a genre, even.
Hey,
it's
there was
like Larry and his friends, you guys.
Before them, there was Gorky Park.
There's Ukrainians from back in like the 70s.
If anybody gets
the Ukrainians did it. The Ukrainians did it, and they were like a side project of one of the Smiths guys. And they did basically the same thing.
Robert Smith.
Not it was Robert wet.
Well, Gorky Park was like that. It, like they were all Russians, and they were, but it was like a glam metal version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
I think
Punk's
been around since.
They had that
punk.
Big giant triangle guitar. I remember that part.
Oh, hey, that's Red Elvis's.
Igor and the Red Elvis.
But no, it was like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they just do like rockabilly shit.
They do lots of weird shit.
They did it kind of the other way.
And they also play Wingfield like every summer. That's so cool. They've been doing this.
Yeah. That's a good show. And if you guys played with them, it would still make sense.
Yeah, it would.
That'd be cool.
That would be a good show.
Yeah.
Somebody out there listening should tell somebody who actually
somebody go hit up Igor.
Yeah.
Have your people talk to Igor's people and we'll hook it up.
Make it happen.
Phone call to Russia.
Magic happening. Magic happening.
Oh, no. Igor's the one who's the fake. Yeah. I mean, they're not really fake, but they're not from Russia.
It's as real as Clownvis.
I thought they were.
Clownvis is authentic clown Elvis offspring. The time Elvis spent banging carnival chicks in the 70s.
Well, someone educate me, dude, out there in the internets. Hit me up on my Facebook. Tell me what the fuck I don't know about these Igor and the Red Elvis, Gogol Bordello.
At the website or on the Facebook page. Don't just like us. Talk to us.
Absolutely.
Nick also likes shit.
Do you guys run into that too? You have your Facebook
talk about that
and your website, and nobody actually—they call you or private message you
people
personally.
Don't visit the website,
right? They don't comment on that shit, and we know you do. We know you go there at least once. Say something to us there, people.
Stop lurking.
Yes,
I can see by the numbers your eyes are there, but nobody's saying a goddamn thing.
I've never made a comment on your website, so there you go.
Yeah. Oh, touche. Neither have I.
Do we want to just jump right into that?
Yeah, is everybody's... let's just do it, right?
Yeah, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the quickest show ever. We're going to just jump right into the worst quiz in the world with most of Actors Killed Lincoln. Zach, being a douchebag, is in Sacramento, fucking off, eating Doritos, and lounging
cool
on
ranch.
The beach.
That's right, Zach's in the sack.
He's playing a lot of video games, not doing school stuff.
Seems like he's doing a lot of school stuff.
He might be getting a master's
degree. Actually, I'm actually pretty sure right now at this exact moment he is studying.
Yeah. That poor bastard.
I know, right? Yeah. Having shit paid for, goddammit.
Why do they call him Easy Reese?
That is why do they call him what?
That's his rap name.
Easy Reese.
Easy Reese. Easy Reese.
All right, so we're going to, just so everybody can know your names and voices throughout this quiz, I want to start over here with you, Kent, and say your names and on the microphone.
Yeah, this is Kent Irwin.
Hi, I'm Matt Kaminsky.
I'm Dan Lyons.
Jenkins.
And I'm Alan Lyons.
Dan, is your mic, like, far away? Is it too far?
Kind of in my face, not loud enough.
You need to be, like, kissing that thing,
Rick
man.
Needs to go shove that black
now
stick.
Now it's louder. How loud
face.
Is it?
It's this loud.
Hey! All this time I thought it was you.
Welcome to the show. All right, so we're just going to get started here with fun questions, fun questions. How often do you masturbate, Kent?
At least 3 times a day.
A young man's answer, man.
Chronic. Me? I usually try to keep it at one a day. You know, I got shit to do.
Right, there you go. That's a man's answer.
That's la-dee-da.
Dan?
Yeah. I'm actually having sex a few times a day.
Oh, okay.
I see.
Liar.
You got to keep those pipes clean, son. Jenkins?
I'm not a liar, but like Dan, I haven't had to masturbate in quite a while, so there we go.
He's lying.
Getting that.
Yeah, he's
lying. Sex and
yeah.
I masturbate still every day.
Yeah, there you
yeah.
go.
Finally,
there you
the
go.
Real man.
Yeah,
there
we are. Here we are.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, my mom is going to be listening.
Yeah.
And I live with my mom.
Yeah. So he lives with his mom.
You should have told her not to listen.
That was a fun. That's that. Yeah, just wait for the other
Oh, is
questions.
That coming on? Okay. Coming on. But
yeah. See, we know you haven't listened before.
When you're drunk, what's your favorite thing to eat?
Oh, shit. Probably tacos.
Oh, tacos.
Or burritos, actually.
Yeah.
Like, just a fucking shoving a burrito in my face. As good as that one sounds.
Yeah.
He's writing
very
it down.
Good.
Shoving,
oh, yeah, I'm
shoving
you.
A burrito in yeah. my face.
What
is
Take Chewbacca careful notes.
About
careful
that.
Notes. What kind of burrito?
Oh, that was Max.
Max. Yeah,
what about Matt?
Matt? Anything I can fit in my face. Basically.
So my dick is out of the equation.
Yeah, you don't want to do that when you're drunk.
There's a food truck located about 5 feet to my left here that's always open. For any of you not
it.
Looking, or if you
it.
Can't visualize that, I'm pointing at
Dog
the
water
studio
dicks.
Rick's in. Yeah.
Dog water dicks taco truck. Or cock truck.
Hot burrito
taco truck.
Truck. Hot burritos.
I like bits
it's
of brownies.
In
I like frosted animal cookies. I like cinnamon graham crackers. Like
how are you not 10?
You're like a
thousand
kid. Yeah.
You're skin.
Yeah. That is not like, the best drunk
and gummy
food,
bears.
But good answer anyway.
Gummy bears.
Leftovers. Just whatever the fuck is in the fridge.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer as well.
It's practical.
Well,
anything when that's salty when you're drunk when you just drink a beer. You need
again, my cock.
Yeah. Rick's balls. Yeah.
Yeah, Rick's balls.
Totally disgusting.
Rick's balls.
Don't be gross, Rick.
Don't be gross, Rick.
His Italian salted balls. They're quite the delicacy. Oh, let's see. What would you want to, staying on the food topic, what would you want as your last meal, Ken?
My last meal?
On mic.
Like, some chicken and waffles and General Tso's chicken and some fucking...
General Tso's chicken and waffles?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. You put the syrup on everything.
That's a brand new business, dude. We got to open one of those.
And just a gallon of sriracha sauce.
Oh, yeah.
One to my face. To wash it down.
I love sriracha, dude.
Probably just a huge porterhouse steak.
Mm.
Yeah, some mashed potatoes or something.
Also a good answer.
Yeah.
Tracking well.
Mm-hmm. I would say steak and gravy, potatoes, and a pint of Guinness. Can't be
just even more specific.
The Guinness gets you an extra 2 points.
One up me.
Absolutely.
I'd probably say a steak followed by a little bit of port because I'm a piece of shit.
By that you mean your girlfriend, right?
Oh!
Yes. Yeah. I guess that's what I really meant, guys. Shit.
Yeah. Some steak and a little bit of pork.
No port.
I'll take some breakfast.
Oh, port. I'm so sorry.
Bacon.
Once Brenner.
Rounds. Quiche, even?
Quiche is the
worst. Quiche?
Love quiche.
Fuck, man.
I'm on the record of saying I hate quiche.
I love quiche, but I'm a cheese.
I was going to say, Riku, what did you think about that
even
answer?
Even I thought that was gay.
Yeah.
Dude, quiche is good. It doesn't make you gay. just because I can bake a killer quiche. Fuck you.
Faggot.
Let's see. Where and when did you lose your virginity, Kent?
Where and when?
Yeah. Please be giving the details.
At 15 years old in my friend's bedroom. And he approached me 5 years later, and he just said, "I know what you did," all the time. I had no idea what he was talking about. He just said, "Kent, I know what you did." 5 years later, after the fact.
Okay. So you think it like smell?
He still hurts.
Did you leave pecker tracks? I don't understand.
I have no idea what happened, but he said, "I know what you did." And you said it ominously over and over again.
Are you a gay man?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I had sex with him in his bed, and he didn't realize it until 5 years.
He knew about it. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
I was confused.
I'm not pooping right.
Hey, yeah. I know what
I'm
you
not
did,
pooping
man.
Right.
Yeah. 19 years old with a girl I never saw again.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Where was it?
Where was it?
Like in the back of a Volkswagen?
No,
vagina,
no, it was pretty
Nick.
Boring. Yeah, it was just at home.
It was,
where
well,
I was
not
at
in the
time.
Butt.
Okay.
House
no,
party?
No, gotcha. No, I'm...
House party leftovers?
Never in the butt.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was in a house party. Girl had already moved out. There was no furniture in the room that I lost my virginity. And
no
I was
furniture.
So drunk,
excellent.
I barely remember.
That's all. That's
were you happy
detail.
With yourself the next day?
I felt awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim, I felt
boy.
Awesome, Bob.
That's good.
Mine was not special at all. Yeah, I just had
still
sex in my bedroom. Oh, yeah. I know, 16 years old.
There were candles.
After school, fucking. But, you know, prior to the actual sex and the foreplay part, my mom was asleep on the other side of the house and almost walked in. The girl, my mom was at the doorway saying, "Ian," and the girl was on her knees with her eyes wide open, like scared out of her fucking mind.
That was
happened.
A good story.
Could she not talk at the time?
She could not talk. You had sex with a mute?
He was a mute. She had no tongue. That's the sad reality.
Or teeth, hence the attraction.
Yeah, there you go.
And you, sir.
I'm jealous of you guys. God, mine's boring, friend. Too. I was just lucky enough to have a girlfriend in high school. His parents were never home.
Yeah. Hey, pretty much.
That's kind of what we all wished for, yeah. Lucky man.
She was she was Chinese, though.
Yeah. she was Chinese.
Was it sideways? No.
down.
If you could start a fist fight with anyone in the world, who would it be? In all of history.
Shit, dude.
That's hard.
Real person, all of history.
I'm going to pass, actually, for now.
I'm not prepared for this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to come back to me.
We'll
come
start,
back
we'll
to me.
Start, yeah. I don't want to start.
The A-team here. Violent. Are you all going
to
just be non-violent
pussies?
No,
I'll tell you.
No,
I have plenty of answers. Okay, number one.
A non-violent pussy answer.
No, Jenkins
gets
knows.
Zero.
Can I give you a couple answers?
He can make it up.
Okay, I think number one, Glenn Beck. I would love to
punch
that guy.
That's good.
Right in the fucking mouth. And then number two, this guy named Chip Coffee. Have you guys heard of that fucker? He's on the Lifetime channel, and he goes and finds kids, and he's like, "You're a psychic." And he tells them.
Lifetime channel.
Something, whatever they do.
Oh, that's
And he's like, this child has these psychic powers, and he makes all his money off of. He's apparently a psychic. He's a piece of shit. Number three, is this wrong? But I think I'd want to fight Rosie O'Donnell or something like that.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good answer, dude. Good.
Yeah, she probably would. But the thing is,
I like how you've picked up raving mouthpieces for either side of the spectrum with that. So that's a special gold star answer for you there.
Yeah, but I mean. The thing is, when I would select a fight, Rosie O'Donnell would probably kick the shit out of me, but that's not what I would just want to get one clock in on her face.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care about
gotta get yours.
What about
the black guy?
Follow
me
here. What about fighting Rosie O'Donnell using Glenn Beck as a blunt instrument?
You couldn't lift that fat fuck.
Lift that fat fuck, yeah.
You can't pick him up.
I would say, like,
suspend the rules of gravity, or you're a superhero. I said, go with me on this.
All right.
Yeah, I would totally do that.
Yeah, I would say either
light as a feather, stiff as a board. Whap!
I'd say either the cop that gave me the ticket for jaywalking last week. Like gloves.
Where were you?
I was downtown and just walked across the street.
I like that answer because it's current.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
Reno.
Like, yeah, gloves off. Like he's not going to put me in prison for punching in the face, kind of thing.
And then after that, it's probably Jack Johnson. Not the boxer.
Yeah. The singer.
The singer.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn, I thought you guys were nonviolent. I would help. What did he do?
He made horrible music.
All right. That he bought, right?
I'll take that. I'll take that.
I don't have any good answers
All
for
right,
you.
That's
I'm
a
sorry.
Zero.
Yeah.
Dan, you got an answer?
I got two, yeah. One would be... historical one, Oliver Cromwell killed lots of children.
You're,
and women
you're
and
a royalist.
Fuck
okay. Yeah. Cool. Still want to dig up Cromwell and desecrate
get,
his skull.
Yeah. Dig him up. Yeah.
Women and children
and kill him.
Are good.
Yeah, it's been 400 yeah. fucking years, man. Give it up.
Burn people alive in a wooden church. I don't know. I kill him.
Wrong.
And then Ken actually reminded me of a different. I had a bad cop experience. The guy who yelled at me, "I hope you know where Daniel is in the Bible." I'd like to kill that police officer. It was a Reno police officer.
Mm. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I hope you know where Daniel is in the Bible.
In the
not,
Bible.
Not
after
only would
fun
Daniel
of a kid
like to fight
his name,
him,
ripped
but kill
apart
him.
By lions. I believe.
Yeah, ripped apart by lions.
I guess that's what he was implying.
He
yeah.
was not.
Just don't do it in the park.
Okay, Rick, tell us about Daniel.
No, and just
don't
for your information,
it
it's just before the
don't
New Testament.
Do it in the park.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, he's
like
right before the
guy.
End. He's right
That'd be
before
fun.
The end. All right, just a couple more questions here. When scouring the internet for inspiration,
mm-hmm.
as it were, when you're masturbating three times a day,
yeah.
what are your favorite keywords to use?
When keywords?
When you yeah. search the jerk.
I actually have a very active imagination.
yeah. No visual yeah. stimulus?
Rarely, actually.
Wow.
And
but when
I do,
you do, is it
when
like
you
big
do,
boobs?
You know, there's no keywords really there. You just kind of, like plunge into
black
it.
Black chicks,
you know what I mean?
Right. You got yeah. no favorite flavor. That
no, no favorite flavor, or... not necessarily. I mean, ebony
Lesbians
is cool. You're right.
Trapper,
I think
right.
he likes chocolate. I think we.
I do like some chocolate.
Yeah.
I like some chocolate every once in a while, but I mean, it's like chocolate in real life.
Brown sugar's good for you.
Like you don't eat chocolate every. I mean, maybe some people do, but you don't eat chocolate every day. You know, it's got to be special. You know. That's my answer.
I'm an ass man myself.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah, it's all about the ass.
Yeah, there you go. All about the ass. Thank you for your direct answer.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
I'll tell
that.
You. Yeah.
I can't be as direct. I go all over the place. Kent worded it well, and he said you really just plunge into it.
It's a smorgasbord.
The
plunge.
But that, but we call it the plunge plunge.
But then you do stuff like run across a lemon party.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
once in a while.
Know, you know if you're about to click on it.
Yeah.
What does DVDA mean? Jenkins.
Ask Dave Massoud. Oh, sorry.
I have no idea.
He had that shirt
means.
On the other day.
Double vaginal, double anal.
Yes.
But,
thank
oh,
you.
Wow.
Yeah.
With wow. the deep, deep, deep South Park reference.
Yes. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
you're a man.
So
I like amputee porn.
yeah. You know, nugget porn? Midget amputee.
Yeah, midget.
Stumping.
Yeah. Puking on each other. Up. And yeah, that's kind of, that's my deal.
That's huge points here. You know how to play this quiz.
I'm a big boob man myself, but
there you go.
Mostly MILFs. I like MILFs.
Yeah,
you like MILFs?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. yeah. Honestly, a MILF missing a couple arms, that's...
a couple of arms.
As long as they have that baby. Third one.
In other,
yeah. Okay.
In other words, he doesn't like hand it. Jobs on...
yeah.
Jenkins sits at home and prays that his girlfriend will get in a terrible accident.
You ever see Boxing Helena? Shit, you got a good girl.
Dude, she was fine, too. Sherilyn Fenn. Oh, God.
She was in Twin Peaks, too. Oh. As the little
she was one girl. Of those when I was yeah. that younger and that age. I was just all, oh, my God, what I would do to you with my 13-year-old body.
She's would like, be unimpressive.
Yeah. I'm going to put my pinky in you.
Nick also likes shit.
Shut and up.
I could play that sample 10 fuck. Times a show.
And my my final question for you guys. What was the first album you ever bought? With your own money.
That's an excellent question.
Ooh, good one. Very good answer.
I
seriously think the first... one that I bought was a Red Elvis CD at one of the shows at Wingfield.
Oh,
that's legit. Yeah.
No, I think
cool
it's the I Want to See You
cool.
Belly Dance. Is that that was it? I was probably in Little Bear Preschool over there on.
You didn't have money in preschool.
Yeah, I did. I yes, I did. Yes, I fucking did.
I make my
was,
kid spend her own money when she wants to
I,
buy shit.
Hey, no, seriously, I was getting 50 cents for every back and shoulder massage that I did for her.
for the priest.
All right.
I bought a TV.
Okay. It's impressive.
Mine was Gorillaz. I was in seventh grade. I bought a Gorillaz CD.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's a good album.
Mine is easily the worst. I'm not proud of it at good. All. I'm pretty sure it was like
Linkin Park.
No, I'm pretty sure it was like NSYNC actually.
Oh,
yeah. Massive points for that. Massive points for that.
Mine is actually worse. There. It's Linkin Park Meteora. I used to love that shit.
Yeah, I mean,
I have no idea why.
I won't lie. I liked Linkin Park.
So did I. I put that shit on and I was like, yeah. This gets me.
Angsty.
Yeah.
So speaks to me.
I'm in seventh grade. I'm wearing these fucking rubber things on my wrist.
Oh, my God. I was literally quoted after I bought that CD. NSYNC just gets me.
NSYNC still gets me.
Yeah. JT's
from that band, right?
NSYNC.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
We've actually been going on a big Backstreet Boys phase as a band.
Are you guys going to learn a Backstreet cover?
We don't even need to learn it. We already know it.
Can you play it for us right now?
I don't know if we can play it.
No, we don't know it on instrument. Yeah, it's a cappella of it. We don't know it on
instrument. Well, we're all on microphones, so that would work.
It was, which one was it?
Tell me.
I Want It That Way.
Yeah, I Want It That Way, I think. That's what it was.
Yeah. You are my fire, my one desire. Wait, what?
No, I don't know.
That was rad.
Yeah.
Tell me why I ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why
I ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never want to hear you say I want it that way.
Wow.
That was excellent performance. Yeah. Thank you, boys.
Don't ever tell my girlfriend about this.
She already knows.
Yeah, this is
going to
be on the internet in 2 days, dude.
Oh, man.
Now your mom and your girlfriend
I'm in so much trouble.
You were the one leading the charge there, so
I fucked up.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. We're going to toss the quiz back over to Nick here with his amazing rapid-fire questions. And like it's in the title, rapid-fire means we're going to go real fast. So
right,
don't think about it. Just answer.
I'm just going to ask and point. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Elvis.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Beatles.
Okay, we did have an Elvis in there, though. That's good.
Couple of things.
Elvis. Creamy or crunchy peanut butter?
Creamy.
Allergic.
Crunchy.
Crunchy, crunchy.
I've never had allergic peanut butter.
You don't like allergic and fuck
never
peanut
had.
Butter.
Okay.
he means fuck peanut butter.
Yeah. Would you prefer
not the allergic
that
guy,
extra
though.
Smooth? Would you prefer pizza or hamburgers?
Pizza.
Hamburgers.
Pizza. Hamburgers.
Pizza.
Okay, mostly pizza, but still some hamburgers in there.
Mm.
All right, let's go for, would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Cancer. Cancer.
Cancer.
Cancer.
Cancer?
You're all dying. They have a cure for AIDS. You're all dying.
Cure for AIDS?
You got a bunch of homophobes. Okay, wait. Gay
Magic
or,
Johnson.
This will be the question that answers this question. Gay or ginger?
Gay.
Whoa, ginger.
Ginger.
Homophobe. Okay.
Ginger.
Telling it like
ginger.
Gay.
You guys are so funny.
Gay.
You crack me up. Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Pat Benatar.
Neither.
Joan Jett.
Benatar.
Benatar as well.
Rad. This tells me a lot about you. I like it. Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Quick.
So, oh, me? Arrested or arrested?
Arrested.
Arrested.
Would you rather be beat up or taken by the cops and take to the shop?
Booked. Yeah. I mean, cop's going to rough you up a little bit anyways.
No. Just
calmly puts you in handcuffs.
Sexually.
That's a really good question. How beat up and like how long you do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Who's beating
depends
you
on a lot. Well, you guys are failing at the rapid fire, so next question. Meth or Mountain Dew?
Wait, meth or Mountain Dew?
Yes,
meth, actually.
Gamer fuel!
Do the Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, do with the Dew.
Mountain Dew already.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's too late. Solid, it's solid. You guys are good.
Riding the lightning.
Let's get a little more rocker with it, with Zeppelin or The Who?
The Who.
Yeah, The Who.
The Who.
Zeppelin.
Oh,
nice.
You guys some balance yourselves.
Here. Oh, I love Zeppelin.
What about the Clash or the Pistols?
Actually, I was going to say the Pistols, actually.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Clash.
The Clash.
Faggots.
Clash.
Clash.
Ooh, 4 out of 5
The Clash are hipper, but I actually like the Sex Pistols more. The
Clash. Okay, so the one unique guy. Okay, let's go with Indiana Jones or Han Solo.
Oh, that's the one
Han
unique
Solo.
Guy.
Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Han Solo.
We're all nerds.
Star Wars. All the way. So Star Wars or Beatles?
Beatles.
Star Wars or Beatles?
I know, it's fucked up.
Live it. Yeah.
Only one can exist. Which will it be?
Terrible things happen in the universe.
The Beatles. Only one thing
Beatles,
can exist.
Yeah.
Star Wars, sure. Beatles.
Star Wars above everything.
Ooh.
Star
this
Wars
has been
above
a very
everything.
Good rapid fire. So for your last rapid fire, let's go with blind or deaf.
Deaf.
Deaf for sure.
Blind.
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 Wow.
Could I do a response rapid fire?
Yeah, absolutely. But hold on. Most musicians say blind, just so you two know.
Do you know there's ways of getting around?
Yeah. Deaf, you could still drive.
Yeah. And Beethoven was deaf.
And my favorite.
That's true. Good
puke
point.
Or diarrhea?
Puke or diarrhea? Oh.
You're having one.
Nah. It's Roy's favorite.
I have one every day anyway.
Easy answer. Easy answer. Diarrhea. Diarrhea. I'll take diarrhea, please.
Oh, puke.
Puke.
Fucking hate puking, diarrhea.
Yeah.
You're all a bunch of alcoholics.
I say let's get it over with and do both at the same time.
Yeah, that's usually
shit
how it
and
happens,
puke
right?
at the same time. Grab the trash can while you're on the toilet.
Coming out
I think
your nose.
Me and Ken drink enough coffee that it's just diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah. It's
all the
coffee.
Time
it's
anyway,
working at the
so.
Coffee shop. Definitely.
Yeah. I had diarrhea 10 minutes ago.
That was a.
yeah,
I'm doing it right now.
Mom.
That was a very exciting quiz. A close game. You failed. Yeah, you just failed there, Adam. Matt, you came close to failing. Dan edged you out by 1 point, so he also came close to failing. However, as far as winners go, Jenkins, you edged out Kent by 3 points.
I totally thought I lost in that.
You know, it was your big answer on fighting people that got you lots of points.
Yeah, he was passionate.
Yeah, you're out of the band, too.
Yeah, get out.
He's a horrible.
But before you get out of the band,
correspondent.
Yeah,
well.
We're gonna put another song.
Before you get out of the band, yes, play music for us. Run, course, hop, like, and jump like a bunny right now.
What are we playing? All right, cool. This song is called Feast.
This next song is going to be brought to you by our fine sponsor, Reno Computer Fix.
Oh yeah,
check them out at RenoComputerFix.net.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Justin.
I actually went down there and checked stuff out.
Yeah?
That's a cool little store.
Did they help you out at all?
Did you check out the store or did you check
them
out?
They didn't. Both. Because the fucking lead guy there is hot as balls. I'd love to hot dog him.
Hot dogs.
When you put the sausage between the buns.
You don't put it in the dish.
It's just
in the buns. Yeah, like hot dog buns.
Maybe a little gentle pressure. That's all.
Hot dog buns.
Yeah. That's all I really want.
So wait, what happened when you went down there, Rick?
Oh, they did not have exactly what I wanted, and so he told me the best places to go and find the thing I needed. Isn't that awesome?
Dude, those guys are the shit.
Good fucking
people.
It's
like when your insurance company says, oh, we're not the best, we're going to do this for you. But they don't really do that. You do.
Yeah. Our computer fix does.
Right.
It's in me and Matt's neighborhood, you know, and our neighborhood is cool. Yeah. We're the hippest kids in town.
I'm right in that neighborhood.
Midtown is city life.
We're not Midtown over there. We're off Wells, yo.
Oh, yeah. I guess we are.
Off Wells. Which is totally different than Midtown. It's cooler.
I liked it better when the porn shop was all scummy and there was dirt lots.
How is it not scummy?
And dudes just waiting outside in their cars?
Yeah.
We're working up the courage to go inside
for their
and buy pornography.
Waiting for their dates. And then I also sports moment since Chewy's not here. Hey, go Cards. They're going to be in the World Series. I grew up in St. Louis, so I pretend to give a shit every time that happens. So let's go Cards. And that's the sports minute on the podcast. Fuck you, Chewy.
Way to go.
Sports second.
Whatever.
So this is called Feast, you say.
It is.
It's about gluttony.
Should tell them what it's about a little bit. No.
It's not about cannibalism.
Oh.
Is it about sex?
It's about both, actually.
It's about sex and
cannibalism.
Sex and cannibalism?
Yeah, it's actually, there is a story. Me and the banjo player Barry were kind of like heavily into serial killers, and particularly gay serial killers like Jeffrey Dahmer and like, you know,
does
that
Albert
guy,
Fish count? Albert Fish.
Albert
counts.
Fish. No, that was pedophile. Girls. That was girls. Yeah. That was that was girls.
No, it was all boys. Rick, the girls Rick the one he got caught up. For.
He did boys. He was a pedophile.
He was just a general pedophile.
Yeah.
There was the guy, and I can't remember his name, in Germany who put on Craigslist, like, can you come over for gay sex and I'll kill and eat you? And he said yes.
Yeah.
There was that guy, and Rammstein made a song about that guy.
But they found out that guy was actually lying the whole time.
What? That he that was all bullshit. Well, anyway,
that he wasn't gonna kill and eat you.
That he didn't actually kill and eat somebody.
Right.
Yeah. So there's actually there's those themes in it. The kind of like I'm gonna kill and eat you. And then there's a book called Exquisite Corpse by Poppy Z.
Poppy Z. Yeah.
Also about
yeah.
that song.
Also about all that shit. So that's kind of this song falls in line with all those
very cool
masterful works of art.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
All right, you guys ready? I'm gonna count it off.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Enjoy your tunes. Did you want to pound out one more real quick while we're all set up?
Yeah, do more. Yeah.
What do you want to do?
We don't have the cello.
Everybody in the room thinks you're full of shit, Jenkins.
Head?
Kitchen sink. Oh.
Well, head isn't... Short. And that's going to be really hard to coordinate with Jenkins here.
Nah, I think we'll be fine. But I was thinking like lower kitchen, though.
Lower kitchen might be my
Let's do head. We do
head's,
two.
Head's short. Yeah.
Give me some head.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do head and legend then?
All of you.
Okay.
All right.
So we're getting two more? Is that what I just heard?
So we'll do one more and then say goodbye?
Yeah.
We'll do this. Song. We'll say goodbye.
What?
It'll be awesome.
Talk about the song?
Yeah. We're going to give each other head.
Yeah. Here it comes. This is about giving head.
Awesome.
We'll be right back.
Just let me tell you about it. I saw John in the corner in the temple.
Timing, right?
Fucking rad.
Yeah, that was fucking rad. You guys are
you guys are
all personally a lot of fun to hang out with and have drinks with. It's been super having you in the studio. And as a band, as a group, you guys are one of the hottest things in town right now, my personal opinion.
Right? I've enjoyed every show I've ever seen by you guys. And thank you for being on a Mary Anarchy Winter Ball this year.
Oh, yeah. We're excited about that one.
I think we're making them the headliners on Friday night.
I think that'd be a good spot. Yeah, we still need to have
Memory Motel and the actors at the end there.
That would
be that kind of
high energy night. Yeah,
and then punk rock metal on Saturday.
That's my birthday. Is the Saturday
woo!
Night?
Excellent. Woo!
I wish you guys were playing on Saturday.
They will be. You It'll can be still midnight by the time they play. It'll be your birthday.
Yeah, right. There you go. You guys will start my birthday.
That's right.
Kicking it off.
That's even better. But thank you again. Yeah, thank you all for being here on the show this week. We've had a blast having you in here.
Thanks.
What's going on this weekend?
When's your next show?
We're playing for Larry and his Flask on
23rd, Saturday at the Alley.
Ooh, that's a good show.
The last time you guys played for them, that was such an awesome show.
It's going to be so good.
Larry and his Flask are out of control. They're one of the best live bands I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's going to be packed, right?
Easily. Oh, yeah. It's going to be
packed. Get your tickets early, folks.
Yeah. $10. $10 for us.
Best show. Can people find your music or yourselves on the internet again?
Bandcamp or actorskilledlincoln.bandcamp.com. pretty soon you can look at it. Yeah, Facebook, and you can find it on iTunes pretty soon.
Again, a great recording. So, and when,
thank you, Rob Spiewak.
When are we going to have a CD release?
Don and Mike Show.
When is this CD coming out?
Supreme question.
It's the whole thing's available to listen to right now online.
Yeah, and you can purchase the digital copy on our Bandcamp for $7. And at the end of the week, it'll be on iTunes. But
that is less than a dollar a song. It's like you're giving it away.
Yep. Yeah, we've been dragging this thing out on the people that helped fund it, and I think a lot of people want the album, and so we're not really worrying.
Do you have angry villagers with torches yet?
Oh yeah,
kind of. We're getting pretty close.
Not quite. Yeah,
getting pretty close. But I mean, have you seen all of our mustaches? These things were part of the fundraiser.
They gotta got go to soon. Go. They
Dan,
got to go.
Dan lost his in the process.
Yeah. I just saw you guys were hipsters, man.
The person who bought Dan's mustache called it in, though.
Yeah, she wanted it then. She wanted a gun.
I don't know.
Detachable mustache.
I gotta give it to either you or you on
the brothers.
On the prize, the most mustachy of all the mustaches. Right.
Yeah, you know, you should have seen Dan's before.
Dan's
was pretty epic.
It was glorious.
Mine is like a 15-year-old's mustache.
Yeah, and like Zach had like
his could have done
fuzz,
battle
right?
with Clouseau kind of thing, like Inspector Clouseau's mustache. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
All right, but so shows, website, album, you don't know. Look for the upcoming review of said album in the Reno Tahoe tonight.
Yeah.
Nick, what do you got going on?
This weekend, geez, man.
What's happening at Jub Jub's?
Oh, okay, the 25th and 26th is that big 50-band
The Rad Fest.
I think it got whittled down to like 30-plus bands or something, right?
I will be there hosting that bullshit all weekend
long. That's on both stages.
Yes. I'm going to be exhausted.
I don't know if I'm playing solo or with Lighter Thief, but I'm definitely playing with Hella Acapella there. So
excellent.
See us on that. Are you guys playing that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
What?
It's I think they're like deliberately metal, right? trying to not book bands that are playing at Mary Anarchy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
that's good.
We were trying to space that out a little bit. Lighter Thief will not be playing because we're playing at Mary Anarchy.
So like any other weekend, go to Jub's, but it's going to be a huge extravaganza bash. Both rooms open.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, new room's cool.
I believe it's also Zombie Crawl is this weekend zombie half marathon or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, the 5K run.
The 5K, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's happening this weekend. If you're a runner, you like getting up early and
running,
jogging your cares away, go run with the...
This is where the zombies chase you too, right? Like people on the run are zombies in summer.
Yeah, I believe the Kodiak and Mallory are going to go as zombies and people. Zombies in the front, so if you look back, they're chasing you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're people from behind, so if you're behind them, you're a zombie chasing them.
Okay.
I think it's a pretty good costume idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A lot of great stuff happened in Reno this weekend. I'm sure there's more that I don't know about because I'm not worried about it because I know where I'll be.
Yeah, and everybody chill out and be love out there. Don't be, like, fucking angry. Just keep your anger at home. Don't go out if you're going to be a fucking shithead.
And let your kids listen to this. Maybe it'll make them feel better.
Yeah.
Our show is totally appropriate for kids if they're really disturbed.
Yeah. Don't go out there and hurt people, man.
Yeah, we love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Haven't you a name, my friend?
Backwater Studios.
What nonsense? Have you gone mad, you child?
Yeah.